This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The United States Supreme Court has ruled the Trump administration cannot rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. DACA protects at least 650,000 children of immigrants living in the U.S. from deportation. It is viewed as a defeat for President Donald Trump, who has sought to roll back the program for the past 2 years. The program was created in 2012 by then-President Barack Obama to supply protections for qualified young immigrants to stay in the country and work or attend school. New applications for unemployment in the United States remain high. Data released by the Labor Department shows 1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. The number supporting views the economy faces a long and difficult recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The weekly job loss claims remain incredibly high, even though employers hired a record 2.5 million workers in May as businesses reopened after the coronavirus forced them to close. United States lawmakers are pushing ahead with police reform legislation. Both the House of Representatives and the Senate plan to hold votes next week. A major point of contention in the push for action is whether to keep in place a doctrine that makes it harder to file civil lawsuits against police officers accused of violating someone's civil rights. Democrats want to eliminate such protections, called qualified immunity, while Republicans and President Donald Trump oppose the move. Police reform is worked on with urgency in Washington and across the country after multiple prominent cases of Black Americans dying in interactions with police. This is VOA News. There are worries about rising coronavirus counts in parts of the world. India reported nearly 13,000 new confirmed cases on Thursday, the highest one-day increase it has seen during the pandemic. The country now has about 367,000 confirmed cases, trailing only the United States, Brazil, and Russia. More than a dozen U.S. states have reported their highest number of new cases in recent days, while deaths in the country continue their trend of declining. The state of Oklahoma, where President Trump is set to hold a political rally on Saturday in the city of Tulsa, reported 259 new cases Wednesday during the previous 24 hours. South Africa will soon begin reopening full-service restaurants and casinos under strict conditions after nearly 3 months of being under lockdown. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced Wednesday night that accredited accommodations and salons will also be allowed to reopen. Ramaphosa said the decision to ease restrictions and begin some reopenings followed talks with industry representatives, as well as getting advice from scientists and local government leaders. President Trump's former advisor, John Bolton, in a new book says that the president was driven by political calculations when he made national security decisions. The Associated Press and several other news outlets have obtained advanced copies of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, which the White House has worked furiously to try to block. Bolton writes that President Trump pleaded with China's Xi Jinping during a 2019 summit to buy more agriculture products from the U.S. to help his reelection chances. President Trump tweeted early Thursday that Bolton's book is made up of lies and fake stories by a disgruntled, boring fool who only wanted to go to war. Evariste Ndayishimiye has been sworn in as Burundi's president. Ndayishimiye's swearing-in took place 2 months earlier than expected after the sudden death of outgoing President Pierre Nkurunziza. President of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, is said to be in good condition after being admitted to a military hospital for pneumonia on Wednesday. He was sent to the hospital a day after revealing he and his wife had tested positive for COVID-19. And the UN Refugee Agency reports more than 9 million people were newly displaced by persecution and conflict in 2019. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.